This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, August 13. We are God's inheritance. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4. You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore watch yourselves very carefully, so you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping things the Lord your God has appointed to all the nations under heaven. But as for you, the Lord took you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace, out of Egypt, to be the people of his inheritance as you are now. We can understand how God is our inheritance, because when we receive Christ, we become the beneficiaries of his great love. That, in itself, is amazing grace. But for the Bible to say that we are God's inheritance, that's almost beyond belief. God, who owns everything in the universe, is thrilled that we are his possession. Deuteronomy 32:9 repeats this incredible truth. The Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted inheritance. Deuteronomy 32:10 describes how precious Israel was to God. In a desert land he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. This phrase literally means the little man of his eye, referring to the pupil in someone's eye, in which you can see your reflection. In Isaiah 5, God sings a love song about his people. I will sing for the one I love, a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. This provides a rich background for another verse. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. The Lord's inheritance is not simply gold and silver, but the people whom he loves and has redeemed in Christ. And God delights in gathering us around him to celebrate all the goodness of full life. Pray with me. How wonderful is your love, O God. How deep beyond fathoming. Thank you for making us your delight. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.